I can remember it like it was yesterday. I had this yellow bike. It was like a BMX or Mongoose bike, but it really is like the off-brand version of it. But it looked like those bikes. It had all the brakes and the pegs and all that, the crazy frame design. It wasn't a BMX or a Mongoose or a Diamondback, but it still was a cold bike. And I remember going up to my school and playing basketball in the gym, and then coming out and my bike had gotten stolen. Now, I had to walk home, you know, walk down 44th Street. I had to walk home and my mom was like, "Where's your bike?" And I said, "Somebody stole it." Now, my mom was like, "Somebody stole your bike." Now she's thinking, okay, how can somebody steal your bike if your bike was locked up? And I was like, oh, well, I didn't lock it up. So my mom went into a rage behind that bike. My mom said, get that whip. I remember we had got a whip from Mexico. Now I know this story sounds crazy because it was a whip. It was a 6-foot whip from Mexico that we had got on the family trip. Now, I'm thinking in my mind, you're not finna use this whip on me. So I go in my room and I hide the whip and I tell her, I can't find the whip. And she's like, oh, you can't find the whip? Okay, well, I'm getting the extension cord. Now keep in mind, I'm in the 7th grade. And my mom says, I'm getting the extension cord. I go back to my room and say, Mama, I found the whip. She was like, nah, extension cord. Now, let me tell you something about the extension cord. The extension cord now would be considered child abuse. But back then in the black family, that extension cord was an instrument used to discipline children. And I hated the extension cord because that thing hurts. A belt is nothing. A switch is nothing. That extension cord, woo! Especially when your mom got that wrist action. Anyway, she got that extension cord and she was like, now, I'm be still and it'll go quick. This is because I was in 7th grade, I'm 12 years old. So my mother thought she was gonna be able to hit me with this extension cord multiple times and I was gonna stand there and take it. Man, I tried to stand there and take that first lick. Man, I flew across the living room, man. I thought to my mind, she got to earn this one, man. She's going to have to earn this whooping. So I'm running, she chasing, grabbing, I'm moving, ducking, dying. I mean, you got to earn this one. So finally we get done, I'm thinking in my head, I'm in the bed and I'm just feeling like I'm just dejected and disgusted. And I'm in my bed and I'm thinking, wait a minute. My bike got stolen. My bike got stolen. And the person that stole my bike is riding somewhere having a great time. And I'm getting towed up. You know what I realized? I realized that my mother taught me accountability. Many of you all may hear this and think, his mom beat him for getting his bike stolen, but you don't understand. I should have had my bike locked up. And see, when I was coming up, the lessons that we got taught were life lessons. They were lessons to prepare you for life, not just the moment. These were life lessons. And I remember getting beat for that yellow bike in the 7th grade, and it was a cold bike. And my mom was like, I'm not getting you any more bikes. So not only did I get beat, hold on, not only did I get my bike stolen and get beat, now my punishment is I'll never get a bike again in life. Ain't that cold? But guess what? That's accountability, because I should have had my bike locked up Why? Because that's what my mother told me to do. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. I heard someone talking today, and they were talking about my truth. And I thought about that. And I said, my truth. Is it my truth or is it the truth? Because clearly there's a difference between the truth and my truth. You see, the truth is timeless. Your truth is going to die with you. So I can't go with your truth because your truth has an expiration date. The truth doesn't. So it's not about something being my truth or your truth. It's about how we respond to the truth. I don't like the term my truth because I feel like it's a way to condone foolishness. My truth. No, it's the truth. And how we respond to the truth. Me personally, I don't ever argue with the truth. I don't say things like my truth because I know there's no such thing. It's just the truth. And most people's problems come around not accepting the truth. Now, I do believe that you can believe in something so much and you can make it true. Yeah, we can manifest things to come into existence. I do believe that. But when people say my truth, they're not talking about that. They're talking about their life experiences and how they're going to use those to justify the way they think and justify the way they act. No, it's not your truth or my truth. It's just the truth. But I've really been on this theme the past few weeks on accountability, on people being accountable for their action. And I see it's like kryptonite nowadays that nobody wants to be accountable anymore, even when it comes to the truth. Now we have my truth. Now we have your truth. Now we have their truth. Now we have our truth. When in the past, it was just the truth. But you know what happened? Accountability. People don't want to be accountable for their actions. Because even though society has changed, God hasn't changed. The universe hasn't changed. So you're going to reap what you sow. What you put in is what you're going to put out. We are still under universal law. Or universal laws. We are still under them. So with that being said, the things around us that ensure this thing is going has not changed. We've changed. Just because you don't want to hold yourself accountable don't mean you won't be held accountable. You can skip all these checks and balances on earth and guess what's going to get you? The universe is going to get you. The universe is going to get you. Because the universe is no respecter of person. So it's going to deal with you according to how you've dealt with life. So it's not my truth. It's not your truth. It's just the truth. Accountability, accounting for your ability. And I told somebody this a couple of months ago, no matter how bad you think your life is, God is not going to give you any excuses. Some of you all believe in Judgment Day. On Judgment Day, no matter how bad your life is, you're not going to be able to say it wasn't my fault. Think about that. All the pain, hurt, and struggle that people experience on this earth, in the end, even God won't care. no excuses will be given. I just see now a trend of not being accountable. There's a case right now of a woman claiming sexual abuse by a guy that she had an affair with for 10 years. First of all, having an affair with a guy for 10 years and claiming abuse to me is ridiculous. But I'm like, she's married. So you want me to excuse her infidelity and then focus on her being a victim of sexual abuse with a man who's also married? Nobody wants to be accountable. If you don't cheat on your husband, you don't get sexually abused. But everybody will skip over the fact that she cheated on her husband, skip over that she had a 10-year affair. They're gonna just focus on what the man did to her. But I'm like, whatever the man did to her is what she allowed. I'll take it a step further, it's what she wanted. Because guess what? She could have stayed at home. She could have stayed with her husband because her husband wasn't doing that to her. So at the end of the day, if you cheat on your husband and you get the consequence, am I supposed to call you a victim? Let's say if it was me. Let's say I cheated on my wife and I got beat up by the girl I was messing with. The girl I was cheating with beat me up. My mistress or my side chick beat me up and put me in the hospital. The same people going along with her being a sexual abuse victim after cheating on her husband and being in an affair for 10 years are the same people that would tell me I got exactly what I deserved. It's crazy. Account for your abilities. Accountability. But guess what? God and the universe and these laws, these spiritual laws that we have in place, are unbothered by what you think should happen to you. They're going to give you exactly what you deserve. Because unlike us, God is unbiased. Unlike us, the universe is unbiased. Unlike us, you will reap what you sow. And that is a fair system to exist in. I just saw a video of some young ladies surrounding this man and I guess his girlfriend or his wife, and they threatening him and just yelling and cursing, and one of them goes behind him and pushes him, and then he turns around and one of them runs up on him and he pushes her to the ground, and then she runs back and he hits her. She's about to hit him, but he hits her first. She hits the ground, and all of the outrage is at this man hitting this little girl. And I said, yes, that's bad. He did hit her hard. He did knock her to the ground. But I said, but imagine that's you and your significant other, and you're surrounded by a bunch of teenagers with no parental or adult supervision around them or no guidance around them. What are you going to do? You got 15 teenagers around you cursing, yelling, and screaming, threatening you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Or better yet, you pull up and you see your parents surrounded by a bunch of teenagers, you know, threatening and cursing and yelling and carrying on. Or better yet, you pull up and see your grandparents surrounded by a bunch of teenagers yelling and carrying on and threatening to do it. My point is, put yourself in a situation. It's a bunch of teenagers without adult supervision acting foolish. Something bad is going to happen. You're asking someone to be rational in the midst of chaos. Am I saying what he did was right? No. But am I saying these kids are right? No. So if we're going to be outraged by him hitting this little girl, we got to be outraged by all of them. You can't condone bad behavior just to get your point across. The case just came back when the lady said a white man shot the car up and killed the daughter. Come to find out it was two black people. It's two black dudes. It's accountability. Now, I don't know if she wanted to be a white man. I don't know. She said she saw a white guy. Come to find out it was two black men. So where's the outrage about her clearly not telling the truth? And where's the outrage about four other people not telling the truth? Or where's the outrage behind maybe it was a white guy? I don't know. But my point is, the outrage stopped once we find out that it's two black men. When to me, the outrage should have kicked up a notch. This just happened to me at work. This guy that I work with gets upset because he said something to me and I said something back. He tried to be slick with me. I got slick back with him. Me, I'm like, we even. No harm, no foul. Tit for tat, we even. Let's move on. We go outside of the studio and he's actually upset with me because I said something. I said, I only said something in response to you saying something to me. You know what? He had a problem with that. And I'm casting from the car, so I just left the studios, but he had a problem with that. And I said, listen, man, I said something, you said something, I said something, it's over. It ain't that serious. I'm not mad, I'm not upset. We said something, it's even as done. And he couldn't let it go. And then he kept saying what he initially said. I said, but you keep saying it. I said, this is my problem. It's about accountability. On what earth, on what planet, on what place where human beings dwell and exist, can you say something to somebody and then get mad at their response? Let me make that more clear. Where can you say something slick to somebody and then when they respond back slick to you, you have a problem with it? How does that even work? A lot of y'all got some tendencies that I got to question. I got to question your whole makeup. I do. I hear guys say, cut from a different cloth and all this. I was raised different. I didn't get the luxury y'all have now. I couldn't just talk reckless when I was younger growing up and nothing happened to me. Everything costs. Where I grew up, everything's gonna cost you. So if you ran your mouth, somebody's gonna wanna fight. And if the beef kept escalating, went further and further up, it might cost somebody their life. So in what world can we just say this kind of things and expect nothing to happen? Not with me. Account for your abilities. I don't blame anybody for what happens to me. Anytime something happens to me, even if it's my fault, they got into my car over the holidays and took all my stuff, my passport, my grills, my watches. But guess what? I didn't have the car locked. So whose fault is it? It's my fault. I'm accountable. I take responsibility for my actions. I messed up. I made a mistake. So the cost I got to pay, about $1,200, it cost me. But guess what? It's my fault. So I can't be mad at anybody but myself. I'm not going to be mad at myself. I'm not mad at anybody. But for this person to just say something to me. I'm back on accountability. I got cut short because I pulled the cord out. I wasn't finished. But everybody wants to be a victim. Because when you're a victim, you're not accountable. Everybody wants to be a victim. One lady said she was sexually abused by the man she was cheating on her husband with, who happened to be married. She was in a 10-year affair with somebody, cheated on her husband, and said she was a victim of sexual abuse. And I said, if that was me, and I had cheated on my wife, and something bad happened to me, nobody would be sympathetic to my plight. But because she said she was a victim of sexual abuse, everybody's going to ignore the glaring fact that she was married. If she didn't want to be abused, she could have just stayed at home with her husband. So because she has poor character, she wants us to make her a victim. No, I refuse to do it. My boy said There are very few victims in the world. There's an old saying that says, God only looks out for babies and fools. You know why? Because there are very few victims in the world. Most people meet their demise by their own doing. Now, yes, every now and then, bad things happen. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the majority of people on this earth meet their demise by their own doing. It's a fact. But back to what I'm saying, I take responsibility for my actions and accountability. So I don't shift blame. I know when it's my fault. And 9 times out of 10, the stuff that happens to me that I don't like is my fault. So someone on the line, I dropped the ball. Account for your ability. I account for my ability. I got to be accountable. Two of my friends said something in the gym yesterday about, I got my 3-point pillars. I need to be able to articulate my 3-point pillars. They're right, though. I do. But my argument was, I haven't shared my pillars with the world yet, just y'all. But even still, I do. So I'm not bucking it. I do. I need to be able to articulate every idea that I have. Not just those, but every idea. So I just see society going further and further down from a lack of accountability. But today on that job, this dude actually got mad. Actually got upset. Actually, and I told him, you got some built up animosity. Actually want to fight. Because I responded to something sick, slick you said about me. Here go the cold part. What he said was an opinion. What I said was fact. Maybe that's why he wanted to fight. Because I really hit where it hurt. You see, if I'm talking with somebody, I'm not just going to make something up. I'm going to say actually what it is. I ain't going to lie on you, slander your name. I'm going to say exactly what it is, exactly what you did. And I had to remind him, you said 2 things before I said my 1. I try to let the first one go. I try to let that first one go, but you said something else. So I had to get with you. And when I got with you, now it's a problem. But it's not going to be too much of a problem because I'm not going to lose my job over you. You're not worth it. At all. I'm going to start telling these people, you don't love yourself. So I know you don't care about me. Account for your ability. I always take the mind frame that it's my fault. And I do that so every day I wake up and I go out into this world, I feel empowered. Because I will not be victimized. It is on me. It's my destiny. It's my path in life. If it's my calling, my destiny, and my path in life, I'm not leaving nothing up to chance. It ain't up to chance. It's orchestrated. So if it's orchestrated, I'm waking up every day with that mindset. I take responsibility for what happens to me. So if I want a great day, I wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to have a great life. My kids are going to have a great life. My kids' kids are going to have a great life. I'm not going to be a victim of nothing. I have the power. I hold the keys. I'm accountable for me. I'm giving an account for my ability, and that's to be great. You know, the biggest deterrent to accountability is fear. Folks don't want to be accountable because there is a cost attached with you being responsible for something. It's a cost attached to what you're doing, holding weight and mattering and affecting an outcome. So most people don't want to be accountable because it's going to be their fault, essentially. I don't always look at accountability as a negative thing. To me, it's a good thing. To me, it puts a person in charge of their life. It puts a person in the driver's seat going towards their destiny, because you're saying, I know that what I do is going to affect the outcome. It affects the overall bigger picture. So
again, accountability is not something that should always be viewed as a negative. I think we view it as negative when we've done something foolish and then it's time to be accountable for that. I watched a clip of Adrian Bronner talking to a, I don't know if this guy was a promoter, excuse me, I don't know what he was, but he basically told the guy, I don't really fool with you because you don't really fool with me. And I thought to myself, I said, most black men in entertainment are not going to say anything that flagrant to a Jewish person in a position of power. They're not. And or a white person for that matter. And the reason why they wouldn't do it is because they would be afraid of the consequences. But when you are accountable for what you do, when you accept accountability, you don't have a problem with telling somebody how you feel because you've already weighed the cost on the consequence of your actions. You know it. And I think that a person that's accountable, a person that's accountable is a person that's empowered. And I put a comment up, a lot of folks liking the comment, and then some people are getting on there saying, oh, I don't agree with this, he's being foolish, he's acting black, all these different comments, and he's acting ignorant, and all these different stuff. And I want to say this, we've been conditioned to think that you have to respond a certain way that's acceptable. Like, that's conditioning. There's no way to, we've just been socially taught that you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't say it this way and you can't do it that way. And mainly it was literally the people that are in power telling the folks that weren't in power how to act. It's not necessarily it's a right or wrong way. It's just that that's who that person is. Checking somebody is not always going to be pretty. Checking somebody is not always going to be glamorous. Checking somebody is not always going to be eloquent. Most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's raw. It's coming from a raw place. It's coming from a place of truth. And a lot of times when you don't care about anything but the truth, that's how it comes out. It doesn't care about your feelings. It doesn't try to, you know, cater to your emotions or your insecurities. It's just going to be raw and upfront. So I just wanted to say that about the Adrian Bronner thing, but also tie it into accountability and say that a person that's accountable is empowered. And that person says, you know what? I'm free. Because if I accept what I do, then I'm free. If I don't have any problem with me doing something and getting a consequence or a benefit from it, I'm free. That way I can just live my life. So I encourage all of you all to not shy away from accountability, but to run to it. Because when you're accountable for your actions, you will realize that you're in the driver's seat. Being accountable puts you in the driver's seat. It literally says that I can now make moves in my life that are strategic. Everything I do has a purpose, has a meaning. So that's how I feel about accountability. And I know when I was younger, I didn't want accountability. I know as I got older, I was forced with more accountability on me. But now, at this age I'm at now, I embrace accountability. I know when I get up in the morning, it's on me. I don't ask God, I don't ask the angels, I don't ask my friends, I don't ask my family. I know it's on me, and I know, I trust that if I'm doing my part, then everybody else will do their part in helping me succeed. So I want to thank you all for listening to the Dirty Soapbox. I love you all, and take care. Wait for it. Free Blast. Get money. Go.